Most of the time, any TV show that returns from the dead and comes back with fresh episodes long after its original cancellation is depressing to think about and disgusting to watch. A Very Brady Christmas is the very best example because it was the very worst program. And the new Mission Impossible isn't much of an improvement. And the news that a new Get Smart telemovie is right around the corner is hardly cause for celebration. Every once in a while, though, some TV show proves that you can go home again. The new CBS installments of the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour have been fun. And starting this week on the ABC Monday Mystery Movie, returning after a 12-year absence, Columbo is back. And the best thing is, he hasn't changed a bit. Instead of adjusting to the passage of time, the producers of this new Columbo series have decided to ignore it. Peter Falk's hair has a little more gray, and his raincoat and car are a little more rumpled, but that's it. Columbo is still a lieutenant, he still rubs up against the most clever and polished murderers in the business, and still has the same unpolished way of interacting with them. In the pilot, his prime suspect is a psychic, played by Anthony Andrews of Brideshead Revisited.
Was that the card that you were thinking of?
That's it. That's incredible.
And I sense that that was the one that you were thinking of before you changed your mind.
That's right, sir. That's the exact card. Look, I was thinking of a circle, and then I changed my mind. And you knew that. You knew the exact card. What I wouldn't give to be able to do that in my business. If I knew exactly what the suspect was thinking, well, I would make some wonderful detective.
Of course, Columbo is some wonderful detective. Falk is as charming as he ever was, maybe more so. And the script by William Woodfield is true to the high standards set by the old Columbo series. Andrews makes a very stylish villain, and the psychic settings allow for more mystery than usual. There never was much mystery in the old Columbo, except to see how Columbo would catch his quarry. That's what set it apart from all other mystery shows before or since. And since every show begins with the murderer committing his crime, you instantly know who done it. It's the cat-and-mouse game that counts.
Well, now I gotta admit, I'm confused, sir.
What confuses you, Lieutenant?
You're feeling the way you do about Mr. Dyson. I can't help wondering, why did you agree to be tested by him?
Well, that's simple. Dyson's client insisted upon it.
Do you mind telling me who that client was, sir?
I'm sorry, Lieutenant. I can't tell you his name. Like everything else around here, that's a secret.
Well, there I go, asking the wrong questions again, sir. Whenever I do that, you just stop me, sir, the way you just did.
The only part of this new Columbo episode that doesn't quite work is the climax, which puts Columbo unnecessarily and illogically at risk. Otherwise, it's a delight, and Columbo is one old TV show that is welcome back anytime. Oh, one more thing. Columbo is part of an anthology series, and the other shows in this so-called mystery wheel are programs starring Burt Reynolds and Lou Gossett. They'll be reviewed separately. Columbo, as always, stands out above the rest.